I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Voidless, episode 3, Journey. Okay, so I checked on the cargo. Most of it was normal stuff. Food, medicine, humanitarian aid and all that. It's a bit messed up. One of the couplings came loose and things must have shifted in the crash. But nothing lost, thankfully. Now this one. This is the one we had special orders for. So you know the scientific base we had to go to back on Athenian? The one with like 6 different security checks?
The Institute of Minerva.
Yeah, that one. Well, Jet, Clark and I, we were given 3 packages to take, all under the guise of a legit cargo company. All above board, of course. We're just lucky our science division had connections. These packages were of high importance, and they gave us strict rules not to open them. Which, fair enough. Anything from a huge scientific facility is probably delicate. However, we did get blasted through an anomaly, and there is quite a dent in the case right here. So I kinda gotta open it and check it, right?
Guidelines state that cargo should not be inspected by the crew without necessary permissions.
Damn it.
Unless under extreme situations and at the discretion of the ship's captain.
Great. You should have led with that. I'm the ship's captain, and I say you should probably be safe and check. Oh. That is not what I expected. What? Computer, I know you can't really see this properly, but this looks really strange. It's a large vial of blue, slightly fluorescent liquid, like something out of a sci-fi. Can you scan and identify?
Initializing scan.
It's probably nothing. Looks intact, at least.
Substance identified. Radiated deuterium, a rare element found on some planets in the Bion Spiral.
Okay. That seems strange. Radiated, you say? I'm just gonna pop that back in there. For safekeeping. What does the Resistance want with Dimitri... this stuff. Is it even legal if it's so rare? Although, I guess that's irrelevant. As if any of what we do is technically legal. Ugh. I feel like I know that name from somewhere. This is going to bug me. Ugh. What is it?
Coordinates locked. Class 5 planet. Located within 2 parsecs.
Knew you'd come through for me. Class 5. Any inhabitants?
Unknown.
Okay. Will it at least sustain life?
Unknown.
Guess this has just become an exploration mission. Let's go. Computer, status update?
All systems holding. 1 parsec remaining.
Good. You know, I still can't remember where I heard Demeter... that stuff from. You don't think it's dangerous, do you?
Insufficient data.
It is probable, though, right? I mean, a lot of ship's parts and energy cells are dangerous by themselves. But why wouldn't they tell us? We would have been more careful if we'd known. Can you imagine what would have happened if one of those hunters had gotten a good shot on us if this stuff was volatile? Still, 'tis not ours to reason why. Chase knows what she's doing. Computer, do we have enough energy reserves to put on a playlist?
Unadvised. Using any unnecessary systems may cause further power drain. Levels indicate that the ship will successfully reach the planet. However, without repairs and time to recharge, it may be difficult to launch again.
I mean, I wouldn't call it an unnecessary system, but fine. I'd rather not get stranded. So, no music. Computer? How much longer?
Remaining travel time, approximately 1 hour.
Ugh. I don't suppose you have any stories in your databanks?
In an effort to spread different cultures and awareness, the Resistance have equipped my databanks with a variety of literature.
Oh. Well, huh. Can you read me one? Maybe one from the Great Voyage?
Loading the passage of Charybdis and Scylla. The convoy of ships encountered many dangers while searching for habitable new worlds. However, no situation seemed quite as hopeless as the passage between the Charybdis and Scylla. Charybdis is an X-94 black hole found in Sector 29, a monster known for devouring all in its reach. At the edge lies a small wreck of a space station. Nobody is sure who put it there, but its purpose was clear. Impossibly teetering on the edge of oblivion, that station had a shield that dampened the pull of the monster, allowing safe passage into the then undocumented XR-745 system. The station, however, was old and the shields had weakened over time. What was once a space highway for long-forgotten travellers was now little more than a sliver. On the other side was the Scylla Wastes. The Wastes were a known volatile area of storms, asteroids, and wreckage. Those that went in would not return. As the pull of the black hole grew, the debris pressed in on the passage. Those that would attempt to fare that route, including those that set out to find new colonies, had to make a choice. Avoiding one would inevitably put them in danger of the other. A few of the earlier ships in the convoy found this out the hard way. Some fell to the pull of Charybdis, while others were torn up and joined the pile of Scylla. The ships, dangerously low on fuel, could not turn back and had to press on. The captain of the Circe, who led the convoy after the destruction of the flagship all the way to the end of their journey, decided that the Wastes were the lesser of the two evils. His immortal words have become a motto for the rebellion.
It is far wiser to lose six ships rather than the whole fleet when the path is for the greater good. I remember that one. It's a good one. But I never really liked it much. I hate that there wasn't a different way, a better way. Maybe jettisoning some supplies or something? A sacrifice that wasn't people's lives. My dad always said I was too optimistic. Computer, pull up route visuals. Do you know what the first thing I'm going to do when I get back will be? Well, after hugging Jet and Clark, of course. I'm going to go to the canteen and order a huge chocolate cake. I don't care if it will burn through all of my rations. I miss chocolate. And I think I would deserve it.
Planet in scanner range. Commencing scan.
Huh. Could you pull the scan up onto the screen? Thanks. Seriously, what even is that atmosphere? I mean, I guess I can't expect everywhere to be breathable for me, but I really could have done with a win. Still, I guess we can work with that. I'll just have to prepare a vacuum suit.
Scan complete. No life signs detected. No water detected. And toxic chemicals register in the atmosphere. However, shields and life support would hold while repairs were in progress.
Okay. So it's practically barren, but may still be our only option?
Affirmative. No planets or planetoids of significant size detected in the surrounding 15 parsecs. Recommend incoming hail.
What? Answer it! What the... Computer, can you translate?
Warning. Foreign scanner attempting to access system database.
Computer?
This better? As I was saying, I wouldn't go down there if I were you.
Voidless has been a Calliopic production, starring Kate Gallagher as Ellis Glass, Liza Holmes as the computer, and Freya Elsie as the voice in the transmission. This episode was written and edited by Kate Gallagher, with sound recording by Liza Holmes. Our theme is Moonrise by Chad Crouch. Other sound effects and information can be found in the show notes. Follow us on social media at CallioPicProd, and if you enjoyed, please consider shouting your review into the void. Thanks for listening. Transmission out.
Hey, it's Danny Pellegrino from Everything Iconic. Ready to upgrade your style game without blowing your budget? Check out Quince. They've got all the good stuff, shirts and polos, activewear and fine leather goods, all at 50 to 80% less than other high-end brands. And the best part? They're all about safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get that luxury vibe without the luxury price tag. Hit up quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. That's quince.com/upgrade.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And is all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus,
Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.